الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we all are aware that we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it is something natural that when the month of Rabi'ul Awwal comes, we normally discuss the seerah, the biography and the history of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. We all know that he was born in this month, and similarly he passed away in this month. In today's talk, more important than the seerah, I wish to discuss the fiqhu seerah. What do we deduce and learn from the biography of the master Nabi alayhi salatu was salam? We know every morning before the disk of the sun appears, you see already light on the horizon. Before a Nabi is born, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let certain extraordinary events take place, and this in our terminology is known as Irhas, I-R-H-A-S. So Irhas refers to that incident which is about to take place in the near future, and before that actual event takes place, we have certain supernatural events. Before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, we know that the incident of Ashabul Fil took place. We all know the surah and the chapter. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting the Baytullah from the onslaught and the attack of Abraha and the elephants. And we know that entire incident. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was born in Amul Fil, in the year of the elephants. Prior to his birth, this incident took place. Hence it is called in our terminology as one of the Irhas. When we look at the history of Zamzam, there was a time when the whereabouts of Zamzam were lost. People did not know where the well of Zamzam was. We go to Nabi alayhi salatu salam's grandfather Abdul Muttalib. He went to his gods and idols, where the Baytullah and Kaaba Musharrafa is. There were more than 360 idols, and the biggest one was Hubal. Then you had Lat and Uzza. He took a vow there and said to his gods, it is a time of kufr and shirk, that if I have 10 sons and they would assist and help me in locating the Zamzam well, then the youngest one from them, I would slaughter him and sacrifice him. Imagine what he is saying. Lo and behold, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Abdul Muttalib with 10 sons. And what happens? The youngest son of Abdul Muttalib is Hazrat Abdullah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's father. According to the vow which he has taken, he has to take that son and go and slaughter him. The Quraysh approach him and say that if you are going to slaughter your son, you would be setting a very dangerous precedent here among the Arabs. Therefore, we need some compromise. So what should we do? They decided to go to a sorceress. They had many magicians there. And she said, okay, this is what you do. Because Abdul Muttalib is a very affluent person, he has many camels, so you are going to cast the lots. This is before Islam, obviously. And what happens before that? That she says you have the name of Abdullah written on some pieces of paper or whatever else they were using, and you have 10 camels written on a certain piece of paper. And then you draw the lot. If Abdullah's name is taken, then you must increase the amount of the camels starting from 10. So if Abdullah's name is taken, then you increase the 10 camels to 20. And again, if Abdullah's name comes out, you increase it to 30 and so forth. Now you can imagine, my brothers, for them Baytullah was not a place of tawheed and a place of oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah. It was a place that was holy and sacred, and because they had their idols there, they felt that this is a very holy and sacred place as well. But now it turned into a stadium. Thousands of people have congregated at the Baytullah. They want to see what is going to happen. Will the life of Abdullah be spared, or will he be slaughtered? Now the crowd is all there. Now the lots are drawn. And Abdullah's name comes out. And they shout and scream. No, increase the amount of the camels. So from 10 they go to 20. Again when the lots are drawn, then again Abdullah's name comes out. This happened 9 times. So you have Abdullah one side and you have 90 camels one side. Then the 10th time, the camels, the 100 camels' name was drawn sort of. And the life of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's father was spared. We know Nabi alayhi salatu salam's name is Muhammad. We know his name is Ahmad. But his other title is Ibn al-Zabihain, the son of those two who were supposed to be slaughtered. One was Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. We hear the incident on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. And who's the second person who's supposed to be slaughtered? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own biological father, Abdullah. Hence, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is known as Ibn al-Zabihain, the son of two people who were supposed to be slaughtered. All this is part of the irhas. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us extraordinary events to take place before rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be born. Then, my brothers, we need to ask ourselves this question. Who is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? When we study the noble Quran, not only is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's attributes mentioned, but the major parts of his body and anatomy are also mentioned to show the greatness. He is the most precious, the most beloved of Almighty Allah's creation. Look at what Almighty Allah says about the tongue. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ You, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not speak of your desires. It is but revelation which has come down upon you. When it comes to the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what does the Quran say? مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَىٰ That what the heart had seen on the occasion of Mi'raj or any other time, there was no possibility or potential of any lies or any error. When it comes to the Mubarak eyes of the Master, peace be upon him. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى The eyes of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they never ever deviated. They never ever transgressed. Nabi alayhi salatu salam from head to toe is praised by Almighty Allah. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Verily you, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, your character is sublime. It is something exalted. Hence, my brothers, we need to know who Nabi alayhi salatu salam is and what was the message and the mission he brought along. قَدْ جَاكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ Indeed, it came to you from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a light, a luster, a nur. When we go to Imam Ghazali rahimahullah and ask him, Explain to us this term Nur. What does he say? We are in Masjid al-Nur also. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, Al-Zahir li nafsihi wal-Muzhir li ghayrihi. Nur means that which is illuminated itself and has the ability to illuminate others. Now use this, my brothers, and see. Nabi alayhi salatu salam came alone. All odds were stacked against the master, Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Leave the Arab Peninsula. After 23 years, we go to the Maidan of Arafat, to the plains of Arafat, and what do we find? 124,000 souls whose hearts have been illuminated by the message of the messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now that is what is meant by Nur, that Nabi alayhi salatu salam's teachings are filled with Nur and light. Today what has happened to us? What has happened to the Arabs? That we started trying our own strategies and we felt that we know better. Ultimately we realized that this ism or that ism is not for us. And then that led to our humiliation and disgrace. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam is rahmatul lil alameen. His message is a nur and a light and luster for all times and all places. And see, those who studied at the feet of the master, the male and female, what happened to them, my brothers? If you go to Jordan, you would find Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an. He died in the 18th year of the Hijrah. You know the crown Nabi alayhi salam put on his head. He said, A'alamuhum. Bil halali wal haram Mu'az bin Jabal. He was the grand mufti among the sahabas and the companions. Today if you go to Muslim countries, you have many grand muftis. But there it all depends how many grand they are being paid. And then they become the grand mufti. You see. So there's the big difference, my brothers. Nabi alayhi salatu salam gave this title to Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. When you go to the other sahabas, then you have Khalid bin Walid. Go to Syria and go to Hims, you will find the grave of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And he has the crown of Saifullah. That he is the sword of Almighty Allah in the state of kufr, disbelief. After he embraced Islam, he never lost the battle. You're the sword of Allah, where are you going to lose the battle? So if we go on and see, my brothers, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is the teacher. The students are the male and female companions. The curriculum and syllabus is, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Nabi alayhi salatu salam is teaching them the Quran and the Sunnah. When you have the best teacher and tutor, then the examination also is very difficult. Who is going to take the examination of these students? Almighty Allah says, I am going to take the examination. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ These are the people, Almighty Allah says, He took the imtihan and examination. The examination was to do with taqwa, piety, the fear of Almighty Allah at all times and all places. Did they pass? What were the results? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ For them is forgiveness. For them is abundant reward. They pass with distinction. Almighty Allah conferred the certificate upon them. Radiallahu anhum waradu an. Almighty Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. My brothers, when we know the position of the master, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now what is our responsibility? Let us go to the murdi'at, those women who breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Four females. One, Hazrat Amina, the biological mother. Second, Hazrat Halima Sa'adiyah radiallahu anha. She breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Who was the third one, my brothers? The third one comes from our continent. An African lady. Her agnomen and kunya is Umm Ayman. Her name is Baraka. And how much Baraka and blessing that lady had, my brothers? After the demise of the master, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu say, come let us go and visit Umm Ayman, the foster mother of the master Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When they go there, they see her crying and weeping like a baby. They ask her, oh Umm Ayman, is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in a better place? She says, definitely he's in a better place. Then why do you cry so much? This hadith, the saying is in Sahih Muslim, Then Umme Ayman says, I cry not because Nabi alayhi salatu salam has left this world. I cry because after the demise of the master, the link and connection between sama and ard, between arsh and farsh, between the skies and the heavens and earth, that link is no more. Innal wahya qad inqata'a. The time of wahi now is finished. That is why I cry so much. Not only did they have love for the master, they had love for the ayats the master brought, my brothers. Today we all speak of love. Love is a four-letter word. You know, you get many different types of four letters, right? So, كُلٌّ يَدَّئِي بِحُبِّ لَيْلَى وَلَيْلَى لَا تُقِرُّ بِدَاكَ. Everybody used to claim that they love Layla, but Layla should not accept. When we were in school, they should tell us of Romeo and Juliet. When we went to madrasa, they told us of Layla and Majnoon. Majnoon means to be crazy, to be insane. So he was insane with the love for his beloved. And his beloved's name was Layla. Someone came to Majnoon and told him, oh Majnoon, how can you fall in love with this Layla? Her teeth are not even straight. Her eyes are squint. So he said, Majnoon's answer, he said, you need the beauty, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Then you would fall in love with her. If you go after Salah today and tell your wife, you need my eyes to see your beauty, your wife will tell you, stay more in the masjid. So this type of things. My brothers, let us go to the Sahabas and companions. See what love they had for Nabi alayhi salatu salam is Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to perform wudu. And when he was on a journey, he was out on an expedition. Nabi alayhi salatu salam washes his mubarak face, washes his mubarak hands. The water would drip from the body and the arm of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. The Sahabas would not allow it to fall on the floor, to touch the floor. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. They were on the verge of disputing with one another. I wanted water, I wanted water. So that they would then try and rub it and smear it on their own bodies. If they would not allow the water that touched the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, would they allow the master to fall? You think about this properly, brothers. You went for Umrah, you went for Hajj. You see, brothers, we are discussing the seerah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us about Islam. One law in Islam is la darara wa la dirar, that we do not harm ourselves, we do not cause inconvenience to others. So I have an announcement here. Cars badly parked on the roads, please remove after the salat before the police issue tickets. For the police, we are so frightened, but for Allah, I keep quiet. Okay, my brothers, do not cause this inconvenience, my brothers, even if you come for salat. Okay, my brothers, I was explaining to you, you went for Umrah, you went for Hajj, you went to Jabal-e-Uhud. If you study the battle of Uhud, what happened? You have a Sahabi by the name of Abu Dujana radiallahu an. This is love, this is respect of the master, which the annals of history cannot reproduce, my brothers. The rumor has spread that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam has been martyred. You know, when the commander-in-chief is killed, what happens to the morale of the army? So the Sahabas, most of them, took flight. Almighty Allah forgave them. It's mentioned in the Quran. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu saw the plight of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Today we speak of human shield. He became a real human shield. But how did he become a human shield? That is what I want to share with you, brothers. He goes to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. He does not let his posterior face the master. He turns his body around and chest to chest, he embraces Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Let the arrows come from different directions. I cannot allow the master to fall down. That, my brothers, shows us the lesson. Even in the battlefield, when staring death in his face, what respect is, what love is for Nabi alayhi salatu salam. We speak of akhlaq, my brothers. I give you two incidents. Today, we are biological brothers. We are neighbors. We come here to this masjid. We make dhikr, we make dua. But so many a time, we have that in our heart, I am not going to make salam to that brother. I am not going to reconcile with that brother or that sister, for example, when it comes to our wives and whatever else. Take lesson from this, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You know, in our Islamic history, we have Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He died. Every place, every occasion, he caused Nabi alayhi salatu salam harm. When he dies, his son Abdullah comes and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my father made wasiya that you should give your kurta mubarak to be his kafan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out his kurta, gives it to Abdullah, the son who's a companion radiallahu anhu. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that? Because one day Abdullah bin Ubay gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle Abbas a kurta. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget that. So he gave the kurta. The kurta was used as a kafan, as a shroud. Then he said, my father said that you should also read the Salatul Janaza. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to read the Salatul Janaza. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu intervenes. You're going to read Salat on this munafiq, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi sallallahu, on this occasion he did that, on that occasion he did this. All that was mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, O Umar, that's what I'm going to do. All the sahabas who were present, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Salatul Janaza. After the Janaza Salat, what happens? وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Almighty Allah reveals this verse. In future, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must not read Salatul Janaza on any one of these munafiqeen and hypocrites. Do not stand on their graves. What by the graves? That what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, that was exactly what the wahi and revelation endorsed. What is the greater lesson? The person who caused harm to Nabi alayhi salatu salam in the battlefield, right in Medina and other places, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared to forgive him also. On that occasion, 1,000 other people, as mentioned by the commentators, looking at the akhlaq and magnanimity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they embraced Islam. Think about this, brothers. Today we all want Islam to prevail. We all know Islam is under assault. You stay in Durban, my brothers. In the weekend, go to the beach and sea, or whenever you find time. The choice is mine and yours. Either we become the bubble, or either we become the water. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bubble. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. If you are the bubble, you will remain on top for a little while. You see the bubble on the water? That's a symbol and representation of falsehood. Today we have Bush and Blair Corporation, BBC and everybody else, they are on top. And they're arrogant. But it would not last, that bubble will burst. So we must not become that bubble, it will burst. So what must we become? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You see the water? The water is that which is beneficial to humanity and mankind. We need to become the water. Not only in Rabiul Awwal, not only on a certain day or certain month, we are dedicated to Islam. We must be dedicated to Islam at all times, at all places. Then, my brothers, you will see the glory, the victory that comes to Islam. When a nation becomes the water, then you would see, even in this world, Almighty Allah says, Nasrum min Allahi wa fathun qareeb. Today we are becoming the bubble. When they speak of Bush and these people, the other day we received the email. Obviously, I don't think it's true, but anyway, there's no harm in relating it to you. That they said Bush went for an operation and the surgeon looked here on the left-hand side and said there's nothing right there. And then when he went on the right-hand side, he said there's nothing left there. So this type of thing. So brothers, my point is that we should not become the bubble. We should rather become the water. We belong to Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His message and mission was for all times and all places. That's what we should equip ourselves with. Share the akhlaq of the master. The people are not interested in our tahajjud and our charity, my brothers. How we interact with one another. What is our, how our dealings with one another. That is the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then remember, my brothers, the day would come. Ultimately, when death would overtake us, if it happened to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then who are me and you, ordinary mortals? We go to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, as a beloved daughter of the Master. What do you think she felt? When we lose our parents, how do we feel? Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. She said that when the death of Nabi alayhi salatu salam took place, it was such a calamity that if that calamity had to fall on the day would be transformed into nights. For the 6 months that she lived after Nabi alayhi salatu salam passed away, she never smiled, and then she also left this world. That was the sadness, the impact it had on her. My brothers, we have everything going for us in South Africa. The government is sympathetic to us Muslims. We have freedom of religion. We have everything. My brothers, the choice lies with us. Either we become the bubble or either we become the water. And when we speak of love, I am concluding with this, my brothers, then we need true love at all times, at all places. It must not be that lip service. I give you one incident and conclude. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is on the hijrah journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and the children are waiting for the master to appear. They go one day, nothing happens. They come back evening time. They go back the next day, nothing happens. Then ultimately the day arrives. Comes. They see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering, small girls, and they have the duff. You know the duff is a drum on one side. Small girls, and they're hitting the duff. And what do they say? نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِنْ جَارِ We are the small children, the little girls of Banu Najjar, the tribe of Banu Najjar. What an excellent day. Today Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Do you understand, my brothers? نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِنْ بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِنْ جَارِ Today Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes our neighbor. They have taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out from Makkah, but it's a blessing for us, and it is our honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become our neighbor. If we wish to be in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's no other way for us, my brothers. On the day of Qiyamah, al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba, a person would be with whom he loves. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love and the ittiba, that we can follow the Master in every walk of our life. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Shifa'i Kamil and a long life. And we know that the great contribution he's making to this ummah. May Almighty Allah give all our ulama, inshallah, a long life and good health. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.